They met Mr. Martin the very next day, as they were walking on the Donwell Road. He was on foot, and after looking very respectfully at her, looked with most unfeigned satisfaction at her companion. Emma was not sorry to have such an opportunity of survey, and walking a few yards forward while they talked together, soon made her quick eye sufficiently acquainted with Mr. Robert Martin. His appearance was very neat, and he looked like a sensible young man, but his person had no other advantage. And when he came to be contrasted with gentlemen, she thought he must lose all the ground he had gained in Harriet's inclination. Harriet was not insensible of manner. She had voluntarily noticed her father's gentleness with admiration as well as wonder. Mr. Martin looked as if he did not know what manner was. They remained but a few minutes together, as Miss Woodhouse must not be kept waiting, and Harriet then came running to her with a smiling face and in a flutter of spirits, which Miss Woodhouse hoped very soon to compose.
"Only think of our happening to meet him! How very odd! It was quite a chance, he said, that he had not gone round by Randall's. He did not think we ever walked this road.
He thought we walked towards Randall's most days.
He has not been able to get the Romance of the Forest yet. He was so busy the last time he was at Kingston that he quite forgot it. But he goes again tomorrow.
So very odd we should happen to meet.
Well, Miss Woodhouse, is he like what you expected? What do you think of him? Do you think him so very plain?
He is very plain, undoubtedly. Remarkably plain. But that is nothing compared with his entire want of gentility. I had no right to expect much, and I did not expect much, but I had no idea that he could be so very clownish, so totally without air. I had imagined him, I confess, a degree or two nearer gentility.
To be sure, said Harriet in a mortified voice, he is not so genteel as a real gentleman.